Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4552.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
Okay, well, a person of that description would be my father. We share a very similar temperament. I took after him quite a bit more than my mom. I think that probably imprinting a lot, you know, a lot of like my mannerisms, but also I think he's been kind of inspiring in a way, because he really learned a lot of activities or a lot of games and stuff. He became masterful at like pool. Like, he used to be kind of a pool shark, and actually funded like part of a trip to Europe that way. And he knew a lot about antiques, guns. He's a pretty good chess player. I only ever beat him once. And yeah, well, I guess that's kind of helped define, I don't know, something about my own identity.
What do you aspire to be?
Well, you know, it's tough to give an exact idea of what I want to be, but I think the broadest and most accurate answer is probably just something close to my true nature. I want to, like, be sincere about myself and just kind of, I don't know, allow that sincerity to manifest itself in some way.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think this is kind of a funny question. Like, kind of like one of those, if you were a house, what kind of house would you be? Or if you were a car, what kind of car would you be? So if I were a human, it shouldn't be too hard to answer. I guess, I try to be honest. I try to, you know, be honest with myself. And I try to, like, cut through, like, kind of the clouds and the fog, you know, that sometimes permeate relationships and various settings.
What makes you smile?
Well, a good joke, or maybe a surprising outcome.
What types of things make you happy?
Well, I like to succeed in things that I attempt. That makes me happy. Maybe that's more of a superficial kind of happiness, though. I think I like to just be satisfied with my surroundings. I've been practicing meditation for a while, and I've kind of come to a realization that it has to do with, like, the way you relate to your surroundings, like what your expectations are and so on. So I guess that kind of my idea of what makes you happy has kind of been shifting in that direction.
What types of things make you sad?
Well, failure, the opposite of success. But also, I think, like, feeling cut off from yourself, I think that makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Okay. Well, I guess my parents have kind of created a lot of that world. And, well, they're a bit different from one another. My mom is kind of, like, she doesn't hold anything back. Like, she's gregarious and I don't know how else to put it. And my dad is kind of taciturn, or was kind of taciturn. But, they both taught me, you know, the basics about, like, manners and, you know, treating other people. And I suppose that's kind of shaped who I am.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think that people a lot of times tend to have a groupthink. You know, they kind of go with the flow. And I mean, everybody's probably, you know, by themselves, you know, holding their own thoughts, and, you know, they might disagree or not. But I've always kind of had an ability to think outside the box. So I guess that distinguishes me a little bit.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
I think having a passion and pursuing that passion is an admirable quality. You know, and the discipline to carry it through.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
The thing that I like best about myself is that I have I have self-control when it comes to establishing good habits for myself. But at the same time, I think that is sometimes a problem for me because, like, I control myself too much. Like, you could say I inhibit myself. And sometimes that doesn't, or it's, yeah, it's not that good.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Okay, well, my parents were fairly religious, and while I disagree with a lot of their ideas, I've kind of moved in a different direction. I'd like my children to be somewhat religious too in their own ways, or philosophical, spiritual, something like that. Kind of have a reverence for something beyond, you know, what you see and hear every day.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Okay, well, nowadays, most of the time we spend seems to be at the lake. And I enjoy those times. Small doses are kind of... it seems to make it... seem to get more out of the time that I spend with them. But, yeah, at the lake. It's fun.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
Well, I received my first bike when I was probably about 11 years old. And I don't think that this was even for a birthday or holiday. It was just kind of, my dad went and bought a bike home. So then I had this green Huffy until it got stolen like a couple of years ago, I had it. And I guess since he died when I was about 14, that became more special to me.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
Okay, well, I used to play with my Legos a lot and build all kinds of castles and ships and various things. They kind of collected to a point where I had this very big tub full of Legos, and I had a whole bunch of plastic containers that were full of Legos. And one of my ambitions was to eventually use all of them to build some kind of big thing or a whole bunch of little things. And that was fun. That took up a lot of my childhood.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
Yeah, I like Lord of the Rings, I think. I don't know, I've read a lot of books, but I like Lord of the Rings the best because it's set in such a vivid and this kind of wondrous world. And I like all the different characters. And Gandalf, I suppose, is probably one of my favorite because he's very old and you don't know that much about him. But he goes everywhere and he does a lot of, you know, behind the scenes stuff and a lot of, I don't know, he's a wielder of magic.
What is your favorite word and why?
This changes, but I think right now my favorite word is penumbra because it's a word that can be used to describe things that are kind of like you can see the edge of what's making them great. Like, you know, a penumbra is it's like the outline of the sun. It's like the light flaring out of its sides. And so that word can be used to describe like a person or like an event or a lot of, I just like the way it sounds, actually.
What was the last movie you saw? Who was your favorite character? What did you like about it?
Ip Man was the last movie I saw, which was about a Chinese, like a sensei, a kung fu artist. And, well, I liked all the fighting. And I suppose that the guy himself, Ip Man, was my favorite character because he was really good at kung fu.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Well, I don't really watch that many sports. I think soccer is the most interesting to watch, but...
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
Well, I play chess a bit. I've actually been working on that more so recently, trying to get good. One of my friends decided a little while ago that in 6 months he was going to become a better chess player than me. So I don't know if that's going to happen. But it's been kind of a motivator, and I've been studying up.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I would say that I can be a creative person. It kind of comes and goes. It's kind of the nature of muses, I suppose. Writing. I like to write like creative fiction sometimes. I don't ever write anything long because I kind of lose interest in whatever little story it is after a while. But I like doing that. I like writing arguments, also like philosophical writings as well.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah, I've been told that I resembled Johnson Brown. I think that's his name,
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Okay, well, the first musical that I took part in, and this was after high school, like I'm a theater major, so you'd kind of expect that I would have been in some sort of a show in high school, as most people who have any inclination to that at all do, but I didn't, because I was kind of scared. But then afterwards, I auditioned for one, and it was Les Miserables, and I had a pretty good audition, and I got in. And that was kind of a risk, I suppose. It seemed like it at the time. And it paid dividends, because it was a great experience.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview, and explain why.
I think that Gandhi might be a good one to interview, because I feel like he'd have a lot of like inspirational stories to tell, and probably a lot of things that would be like kind of universal to humanity.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Okay, like about 2.5 years ago, I had an old barely functioning vehicle, Honda 91. And I decided that I was going to junk it, and I was going to just ride my bike from there on in. Because I had already been riding my bicycle pretty much to anywhere that I needed to go, except occasionally when I went out of town. And I thought that it might be neat to just do that all the time, and not pay car insurance or gas or anything else associated with that. And a lot of people, like, I guess I don't have much of a biking culture in, like, my family or group of friends. I thought it was kind of nuts, but it's worked out fine, and I like this lifestyle a lot.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and in what way?
Okay, well, there's kind of a movement. I guess this would fall under scientific phenomenon a little bit. It's like a drive to find immortality in humans, like to kind of get to the root of all the problems that cause aging, and then go in and stop them. And that kind of blew my mind when I read about it, because of all the huge changes that would cause. And you know, it's kind of significant in a personal way too. I mean, everybody thinks about like death eventually happening. So I thought that was kind of a mind-blowing thing.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to? Describe this moment and your perceptions about it.
Yeah. Like several months ago, as I was meditating one night, I just came to kind of a realization that, like, the beliefs that I have are not actually concrete things. They're just kind of decisions that I've made to fixate on one truth or another, irrespective of how accurate they are. And so that was kind of a dawning experience for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Well, I guess I'm okay with what I'm doing right now, but I don't know, just walking around in the sun, riding my bicycle.
Where would you like to be the most, and who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Well, I went to Hawaii once as a kid, my family, and so probably Hawaii. It's pretty great. Who with? Well, either a significant other or like maybe like a childhood friend who I hadn't seen in years. I've got a few of those.
What is your approach to life?
I guess, kind of let it come to me, basically. I think that, I think you can't plan things out too much. I think that things are just kind of going to happen the way that they are, and it's best to kind of just be ready by having, like, the right, relaxed frame of mind. So something like that, just kind of letting life come to you.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Well, when my dad died, that would be one of the difficulties ones. And I guess I haven't completely overcome this one, because I'm kind of reminded of him once in a while. But, well, I guess I don't know, but... Well, it's like maybe he's still around in some form or another. And I guess the thought of that is kind of comforting. Like, ideas on reincarnation I guess the specifics of my belief don't really matter that much. But something like that, having that kind of perspective, I think helps a little bit.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Well, one day I biked 70 miles on 2 carrots. And I felt very tired afterwards, but I also felt pretty good about having done that.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yep. Risk. Also Monopoly.
Who is your favorite actor?
I like Morgan Freeman. I like the sound of his voice.
What is your favorite dinner?
I like a stir fry. Like anything with a lot of vegetables and meat. It's usually agreeable to me.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
Okay, well, I once passed a car on a highway in kind of a careless manner and almost got obliterated. But yeah, that was kind of crazy.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
The first thing, I usually press the snooze button on my phone, and then I go take a shower after doing that for 1 to 5 times.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could run 50 miles at a stretch.
What are you majoring in, and when did you first become interested in this field?
Well, I'm majoring in theater, and I guess it got started kind of as an interest in musical theater because I like to sing. And, well, I like it because when you act, you get to explore different parts of yourself. I mean, that's the way that you're supposed to do it if you're going to be successful as an actor. If you're going to put on a believable performance, then it has to come from inside and not, you know, somewhere else, not just... kind of play acting what you might think a certain thing looks like from the outside.
What are your plans upon graduation?
We'll try to find work, certainly. Specific plans of where I'm going to live or any of that, I don't know.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Any career? Well, it might just be the same one. Maybe either a singer or a biologist, because that's the other thing that I'm interested in.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Well, I think, I suppose acting, or maybe teaching, and probably married, who knows. Maybe living in another country. I'd kind of like to, you know, I don't like to travel so much per se. I like to say I don't like to travel as a tourist, but as a traveler. So I'd like to like live in another place for a few years or something like that. I'd like to go to Europe.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I like to do outdoorsy things, so I think of like a hanging out on a beach or, you know, like a walk through a park or something like that. I think that's kind of nice.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Well, I guess being relaxed. I mean, some people have a lot of, like, they're very concerned about deadlines and you know, kind of the superficial, and I don't like that so much. I like to just, like a person to be able to kind of see me, like, for who I am, and then that makes me more comfortable with them so that I can see them, and then there isn't, you know, too much tension bubbling up from time to time.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I guess just be there for them, and, you know, not just, like, physically, but, you know, kind of like when you're spending time together, just try to, like, be there with your attention.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I'm sure it'll help a lot of people. I mean, it's important, and of course the money is the other factor. Not gonna lie.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4552.